The Louisiana Legislative Joint Highway Priority Construction Committee held its annual public forum yesterday for District 4 at the Cadeau-Bossier Port in Shreveport. The goal was to get public feedback on next year's road program in the Seven Parish region. The Department of Transportation and Development said next year's proposed road projects statewide add up to about $677 million. With more than $12 billion of deferred maintenance on the books. The chair of the House Transportation Committee, Karen St. Germain, said no road problem is too small. She heard testimony ranging from complaints about potholes to statements of support on the completion of Interstate 49.
As I told the mayor from Stonewall, no issues minute. You know, he said, I know I have some smaller issues. No issue is minute. He's as important as everything else we discussed today.
About 24 people turned out, mostly elected officials. State Senator Barrow Peacock of Bossier City said the field hearing was important because South Louisiana lawmakers had to drive the roads to get here. His testimony focused on how highway maintenance and expansion is an economic issue.
We here in Shreveport-Bossier compete with East Texas. They are neighbors, but we compete for business. And if Louisiana isn't stepping up to the plate on our infrastructure, we're going to be beat by Texas and by Arkansas. And it's a competitive environment.
Louisiana has more than 16,000 miles of roads. DOTD spokeswoman Susan Stafford says regardless of turnout on a Wednesday morning, the public is well-versed in conveying road issues to her agency.
Even though we might have had a smaller turnout today, on the district level, we're still always taking those calls and concerns.
After a tour of the port, the committee went on to hold an afternoon meeting in District 8 at the Alexandria International Airport.